There was more good news for the US economy on Friday with the release of the latest monthly jobs figures, a net gain of a shade over a quarter of a million new jobs, while the unemployment rate fell from 5.8% to 5.6%. Those figures were published by the US Department of Labor. So I asked its head, US Labor Secretary Thomas Perez, whether the administration's approaching 2015 with a renewed sense of confidence in the economy.
Well, I think the economy in the U.S. has really been moving in the right direction. In 2014, we added 3 million jobs, which is the best year since 1999. We saw the largest decline in unemployment rate since 1984. In November of 2013, the unemployment rate was roughly 7%. Now it's 5.6%. Our growth is very broad-based. The construction sector is doing very well, manufacturing, professional business services. These are all sectors that pay very, very good wages. And obviously, gasoline costs are going down. They're 40-50% less than they were a year ago. That puts money in people's pockets. And so we're seeing a lot of prosperity in this recovery. At the same time, there's a lot of unfinished business, Fergus, and the key challenge moving forward is to make sure that the prosperity that we are increasingly seeing in this recovery is shared prosperity, because for all the progress we have been making, there are still too many people looking for work, and equally importantly, there are many people who have been working but haven't gotten a meaningful raise in years, and the stubbornly low real wage growth is a very, very important piece of unfinished business as we move forward.
So what are we going to do about that then? Because you highlighted, say, construction and manufacturing, where you say the jobs are good. But it is the case, isn't it, that there has been a decline in average hourly earnings across the private sector. Do you have any policies to deal with it when you say that many, many workers haven't had a meaningful raise in a long time?
We haven't seen an actual decline in wages. Over the last year, we saw a slight uptick in real wage growth, but it was slight and not enough. And what we need to do in the short term, we need to raise the minimum wage. The minimum wage has always been a bipartisan issue in the United States until this last Congress, unfortunately. President George W. Bush signed an increase in the minimum wage, so did his father. But unfortunately, a number of Republican leaders in Congress have refused to increase the minimum wage. We're going to keep fighting for that because that lifts people out of poverty. We have an infrastructure bill that we've been fighting for. We have roads and bridges across the United States that are very, very old and in need of repair or replacement. That puts people to work. And then the longer-term strategies involve making sure that we lift up educational attainment. The United States used to lead the world in educational attainment. We have undeniably lost that edge, and we need to get it back. And that's why the president proposed a very, I think, bold and important initiative to make our two-year colleges free for anyone who wants to work hard and increase their skill levels. And the reason we're doing that is because employers across America are bullish about their future. They want to grow their businesses, and they tell us repeatedly that their biggest challenge, Fergus, is that one of their biggest challenges is that such a high percentage of job seekers who come in the door don't have the skills to compete. And so we want to make sure that anybody who wants to better themselves can do so, and they're not prevented from doing so because it costs too much. And so
they presumably would be saddled by debt. How's that program going to be paid for?
Well, that's what we're working through right now, and the president's going to be making a formal proposal when he presents his budget in the next few weeks. And so, but what's interesting to me about this proposal is that when you look across various states in the U.S., a number of governors, including most notably a number of Republican governors, have recognized the importance of this. And the president is in the state of Tennessee today, and he chose Tennessee because the Republican governor there put in place, I think, a very promising program to make higher education free for people who can't afford it. And so making education more accessible to more people is not a Republican idea or a Democratic idea. It's really an idea that I think will hold sway and support across an ideological specter. Businesses need skilled workers. people want a raise, and this is how you compete in the global economy, by having the best trained, best skilled workforce. That's what we're trying to do.
Some people, Mr. Secretary, who may be not feeling the joy today, are employees at JCPenney, at Macy's, Coca-Cola, that have all announced job cuts, in some cases of those big department store chains, store closures. What's going on there? Is America behind the curve with online shopping?
Well, when I look at the retail trade over the last year, the retail trade added about 250,000 jobs. And so last month was pretty slow, but the preceding months had been pretty high. What's interesting is that even in the world of Amazon.com, where you see a lot more online shopping, we saw significantly more this past holiday season. That transition, I don't think that necessarily has to lead to job loss. And we actually saw a lot of businesses that were adding jobs, because when you do online shopping, you still got to ship things. And so places like UPS, FedEx, others that are in the logistics business, they're seeing their business move in the right direction. Places like Amazon are adding jobs. Other places are adding jobs. So it's a dynamic economy. But we did also gain roughly 250,000 jobs last year in the retail trade.
Notes of caution, but a strong sense of confidence despite that. That's the U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Peres.